It's been a deadly weekend for American troops in Iraq. Earlier today, an American soldier was killed in a roadside bomb attack in Baghdad. Three American soldiers were killed yesterday in a separate explosion in the capital. And earlier on Saturday, a bomb exploded in the middle of Saddam Hussein's hometown, killing two more Americans. Tikrit, Iraq, is a city that's home to monuments to Saddam and a palace that he built in honor of himself. 3 months after his capture, some of the city's residents remain unhappy about Saddam's arrest and live uneasily with U.S. occupation. NPR's Steve Inskeep traveled to Tikrit shortly before this weekend's attack and has this report.
Driving into Tikrit, you pass a long rank of streetlights in the median. On every streetlight hangs an empty metal frame, which used to hold a portrait of Saddam Hussein. Farther on, you roll past a mosque with a dome in robin's egg blue, which was dedicated to Saddam's father. Beyond that is a strip of dusty stores, where the Anwar brothers run a shop. Furniture and electronics spill out into the street. A better selection now that economic sanctions have ended.
How much for this television?
$120.
One of the brothers, Baha Anwar, is dressed in a gray suit with his shirt open at the collar. Like many Tikritis, he claims no love for the ex-president, but he acknowledges that Saddam was the pride of Tikrit.
We see Saddam as a symbol, a big symbol. He could face the biggest enemy, America. He bombarded Israel, and then to be arrested in this way, of course our feelings change. But any attack on Saddam Hussein is an attack on the Tikritis.
Now the town's image is ruined, and U.S. military trucks and armored vehicles pass constantly in front of the store. The Anwar brothers say that for a while, a U.S. Army captain was visiting their store making friendly conversation. Then somebody in the Iraqi resistance noticed and set fire to one of the brothers' houses. Asked what they think about the American presence, Baha and Wada Anwar both speak at once. They say Americans humiliate Tikritis by continuing raids on local houses. This is the area where the U.S. has been searching most intensively for the former Iraqi leaders on that famous deck of cards. The U.S. has also arrested men suspected of joining the Iraqi resistance, including the son of a local tribal sheikh, the leader of one of this region's extended families. Over glasses of Iraqi tea, Sheikh Nadim Shakir Al-Mehdi complains about the soldiers who came right here to his home to arrest his son. My son's not with the resistance or a relative to Saddam, the sheikh insists, but he's been in jail for 4 months. Despite his complaints, Sheikh Nadim has tried to accommodate himself to power, joining a council of tribal leaders that is cooperating with the Americans. The province has a new government that is trying to work out disputes, as you learn when you walk into the office of the provincial lieutenant governor.
Welcome. Sit down beside me.
Iraqis sit in chairs along the sides of the room, and an interpreter explains what they're doing.
It's a dispute about a piece of land between two tribes, and they're trying to resolve the dispute.
Saddam took the land from one tribe and gave it to the other. Now, Deputy Governor Hassam al-Kaisi is trying to decide who owns it. He took office just 3 weeks ago, a former gym teacher who became a lawyer before going into politics. He says what we want to do is resolve these problems so we can look ahead to the future and rebuild our country. But it will not be easy for Tikrit to move past the legacy of its most famous son. Just this past week, the U.S. military said it arrested two members of the new Iraqi Civil Defense Force in Tikrit on suspicion that they were working with the enemy. U.S. Army Major Steve Heitz says Saddam's sympathizers still appear on the streets here.
Even after the capture of Saddam Hussein, you have, I'll call them instigators out there that have gotten school children out with placards of Saddam Hussein's picture and had them walking down the streets.
Early on Saturday morning, a bomb exploded on a downtown street, striking a U.S. Army Humvee. Two American soldiers died and five were wounded, members of a newly arrived U.S. Army unit that is scheduled to patrol Tikrit over the coming months. The attack came near the home of Baha Anwar, one of the owners of that furniture and electronics store we visited this past week. Speaking by phone this weekend, Anwar told us he listened with his family as the surviving Americans exchanged gunfire with Iraqis after the explosion. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.